Yo, Stinky, meet me outside in 5.
Let's Just Play is presented by Nickelodeon. Get up, get out, and go play!
You wouldn't think that any child would need encouragement to go outside and play. But according to Jean Margaret Smith, Vice President of Public Affairs for Nickelodeon, the children's cable television network, there are several reasons why it's become harder today for children to simply play.
They often these days don't have the time to play, the resources to play, the safe places to play. Physical play has slowly fallen by the wayside.
Nickelodeon's response was to launch what it calls the Let's Just Play campaign, an initiative that encourages children and their parents to adopt a healthy, active lifestyle. Throughout the day's programming, the station runs public service announcements asking children to turn off the TV and find a safe place to play. Nickelodeon executive Jean Margaret Smith says it might sound odd for a television program to ask its viewers to turn off the TV, but she says it reflects Nickelodeon's long-standing commitment to children's well-being.
We've been saying, turn off the TV. Your ball needs you. Your team needs you. Your sneakers need you. We tell kids if you just sit around too much, it leads to couch potatoism. So we give them those messages. But I think just like if you're a parent or if you're a teacher or a coach, you've got to model that kind of positive behavior. So we're providing the example for kids by saying, you know what, this is serious. Play is serious. Get up, get out there, and go play.
Nickelodeon presents How to Be Well, Tips for Living Well and Staying in Shape. Today's tip, beware of pie.
But can a for-profit television station be a credible advocate for children's health? Frank Vespi, president of the TV Turn Off Network, a group that promotes healthier living through less TV watching, has his doubts about Nickelodeon's new campaign.
Well, it is ironic for sure, because the one single factor that's probably done the most to reduce the amount of time that kids engage in active and imaginative and creative play has been the television and has been the amount of time that kids spend with screens. And with Nickelodeon, you've got a network that's on 24 hours a day broadcasting to kids, encouraging kids to spend more time with the TV. So it's certainly nice that Nickelodeon is coming to this idea that maybe less TV would be good for kids. Unfortunately, it's pretty belated and it's pretty half-hearted.
Nickelodeon's Jean Margaret Smith says children are involved in potentially healthy learning experiences no matter what they are doing, whether it's watching television, reading books, or surfing the internet. She says the network's programs aim to give children a taste of the real world and real issues in a form they can understand.
A lot of pro-social messages, how to interact with one another, a lot of diversity. We've got Dora the Explorer with a Latina character, a little four-year-old girl who is wildly popular. We also show real kids. You know, we have a strong feeling about violence and helping kids deal with bullying and all of those kinds of issues that are going on in kids' lives. So you'll see strands of that in all of our programming. It is not knocking the kids over the head with an educational message, but you know, we care very much about kids.
But Frank Vespi of the TV Turn Off Network believes that any time children spend watching television is time away from more healthful activities.
Even if kids are watching the so-called best stuff, if they're spending 3, 4, 5 hours a day watching TV, they're increasing their risk of obesity, they're decreasing their level of activity, they're decreasing the likelihood of their success in school, they're reducing the amount of time they have to spend with their families and with their peers.
In years past, it wasn't unusual for many American children to play outside unsupervised by an adult. But escalating crime over the years has made many parents uneasy about letting their kids roam free outdoors. Jean Margaret Smith says Nickelodeon's Let's Just Play campaign has partnered with the Boys and Girls Clubs of America and the National PTA to provide secure venues in communities across the nation for organized play events every day of the year.
They're known as a safe place for kids, and our message to kids over the first year of the campaign was, find a safe place to play. Find a place that cares about you.
The success of its Let's Just Play campaign led Nickelodeon to sponsor an even more ambitious idea, the first annual worldwide day of play. Nickelodeon went off the air for 3 hours in the afternoon of October 2nd, while thousands of children around the world joined kids throughout the United States in devoting a day to physical activity, festivals, and other fun events. Nickelodeon officials declared the first worldwide day of play a big success, and they say it's their way of raising awareness in communities around the globe to the very urgent need for children to watch less and play more. For Coast to Coast, this is Robin Rubin.